Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting raged Friday near Europe's biggest nuclear power plant in a Russian-held area of eastern Ukraine as inspectors from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency expressed concern over the facility's physical integrity but did not blame either warring side. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi said he expects to produce a report early next week as soon as they have the full picture of the situation by the end of the weekend, more or less. Speaking to reporters in Vienna after returning from the nuclear power plant, he said he will brief the UN Security Council on Tuesday. Russian energy giant Gazprom says it cannot resume the supply of natural gas through a key pipeline to Germany for now because of what it said was a need for urgent maintenance work. Friday's announcement came just hours before Gazprom was due to resume deliveries. The Russian state-run energy company had shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline on Wednesday for what it said would be 3 days of work. It said in a social media post on Friday evening that it had identified malfunctions of turbine and said that the pipeline would not work unless those were eliminated. After a new UN report concluded that China's crackdown in its far west Xinjiang region may constitute crimes against humanity, China is using a well-worn tactic to deflect criticism, blame a Western conspiracy. At home, it's found a willing audience, but abroad, it's angered Uyghurs and alienated foreigners. The result has been a splintering of views on Xinjiang and China in the West, a gap that threatens to fracture already poor relations. With independent information censored, the authorities have been largely successful in shaping the narrative within China's borders, and many Chinese now